Don't think they don't read the Bible and study it. Now, they study the Bible for contention and trying to get control over you. You go to a palm reader's house and get your palm read. Don't do it, but if you do, you know what they'll do? First thing they're going to sit on the table is a Bible. First thing. When they're trying to cast a spell, take your Bible, put a glass of water on top of your Bible, put it under your bed, and your husband will be back home in 3 days. Use the Bible. Open to Psalm 91. Slide under your bed. Know what that's called? Water witching. Using water to divine through to send the demons out to get your husband's mind to come back home. Red oil for lust. Green oil for money. Black oil for death. They'll kill. You pay them right, they'll kill. You want that woman that took your husband killed? You pay them enough money. They'll sit the demon on to kill them. See, a lot of folks don't understand why things happen to them. They're out there in the realm of witchcraft. You live in Atlanta right now. You better understand this about Atlanta. Yes. Katrina pushed all them folk out of New Orleans to Atlanta. Yeah. And them folk operate in New Orleans witchcraft, good better. Louisiana witchcraft is strong. And you think you're dealing with just a woman or a man or somebody. They're going back to the house to their grandmama and say, Grandma, this other woman trying to take my husband. Can you help me? My grandmama go back in that back room. What's that woman's name? Katrina? Katrina Davidson? Okay, hand me that doll up there on that top shelf. And that little glass full of pins over there. They take that doll and start putting them pins through that doll's head, through that doll's vagina, through that doll's earlobe, through that doll's heart. And you won't even know what's wrong with you. You wake up in the morning just feeling like you're about to die. Can't hardly get to the bathroom. Can't get into the bathroom. And you're so broke down. And pain all in your life and your headaches. And going to the doctor. The doctor say, we can't find nothing wrong with you. Well, what do you think it is? I don't know. Like, maybe you just need rest or stress or something. And every night that woman rubbing that doll with that black oil. And you die. And folk trying to figure out why that girl died. Because you ran into Louisiana witchcraft. Ain't nothing to play with, man. That's the roots of Beyonce mama. Beyonce mama, one of them French girls, one of them French Louisiana women. That's where this stuff coming on these girls from. Rihanna coming on from Barbados. That's Barbados witchcraft. Nicki Minaj, I think she's from Trinidad. All this stuff is, man, all that witchcraft from the Caribbean. Haiti and all these islands and all this stuff. This stuff ain't nothing to play with. You go out here fooling around with this, playing saved and talking about the Lord and Jesus and all that, but you're not armed and extremely dangerous and equipped in this. Man, please. Lead up to a fast. We're running into all kinds of contrary winds. Hey, Brother Omar was experiencing chest pains over the weekend. I started this fast a day later. My sinuses just flared. And they're like, man, my head about to explode off my shoulders. And I'm thinking, God, you know, oh, can't we just go through without all this? He said, hey, to the victor belongs the spoils. Yes. To the overcomer belongs the victory. You got to fight through. Yes. Oh, in that case, then arm me heavy. Yeah. Give me some heavy armament and let's go. You can't back out of this now. You in too deep. You know, you've reached the point of no return. You can't back out. What's really going on with these witches and warlocks? 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We wrote a book years ago called The Jesus Cult that exposed the fact that there's another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. What's happening really down here? It's two kinds of Christians I've discovered down here. Those that sit in church and pretend like they know, and those that really want to know. The ones that really want to know are very austere and very few and far between, because they understand if I begin to actually delve into this, there'll be a point of no return. So you can sit here, but a lot of folk leave because I don't want to know anymore. You know why? Because what I know, I'm accountable for. This don't draw folk like that because they know. This thing is real now. Y'all are visiting for what, New York, right? You go back home, it gonna change. Because you sit right here today. And those demons in New York want to know, y'all been somewhere. And so you heard something. I'm gonna break this marriage up. I'm gonna break this marriage up. Y'all ain't gonna be married in a month from now. Y'all ain't gonna be married. I'm gonna break it up. That's the kind of commitment the devil makes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you come home and stuff being stirred up and stuff. You wondering what you're talking about. What's going? You got a demon that's being forecast against you because he saw you leave town. He saw you leave town. He saw you come back.
Yeah.
I tell people, you come to a conference, you go back home, you better have on some armor, and you better sharpen up that sword.
That's right.
See, everybody not conscious of the fact that this is real. You're dealing with some damnable powers down here, man, that will kill you. Because the devil wants nobody leaving his matrix. Can't you see in the days of Moses when they were leaving the matrix, which was Egypt, the first people called up were who?
Jannies,
the magicians. That's what's in church right now. Bynum is a magician. Let me tell you something. If you think that we stand here and preach this every week over the internet, over the World Wide Web, and she don't know it, you better think again. You better, if you think Dollar right around the corner right here, Dollar is 5 minutes away from right here. You think his folk don't hear this? Let me tell you something. The world ain't that big. It's reverberating over that internet. They act like they don't see us and don't know us, but them jokers be back at home. And see, they're calculating, they're saying, man, if these folk get a hold of that, they're going to break camp. So what I'm going to do is, and here's the logic on that. This is smart too. I'm going to take vagueness of what's being said here and intersperse it into what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Then you come against the church like, the church is not living up to what we should be living up to.
Exactly.
We think we got the Holy Ghost, but we don't. See what you're doing. You saying, see, I'm the same thing. And it's in a step. That's a demon that's doing that. See, the demon knows what? What does he know? Somebody bolting for the door. Somebody coming out the matrix. So I'm going to try to intertwine that message into what I'm saying to make them believe, see, we're the same thing. The same thing. But the giveaway is matriarchal. It ain't the same thing. Because they can afford to crown Jesus as Lord with his government established. Can't you see what Athalia did? She didn't get rid of the royalty and the throne. She just sat on it.
Man, that's ingenious.
And then it's treason when you raise up the authenticated God-given king. You're committing treason. And you done killed all those boys to take the throne. And it's treason when the rightful heir comes to the throne.
Man.
What is it? What is the devil really fighting? He doesn't want Jesus crowned king and Lord in his church. I'm telling you now, I know good and well they hear what I'm saying. It's probably hundreds of thousands of people hearing what we're saying every week. The worldwide web, man.
Yeah.
Are you serious? What's got them captivated? They've been bewitched. They got a spell put on them. They can't physically do anything about what's being said, even though it's true. Why? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband. One husband. You're not a whore with 35 husbands. That I may present you as a what?
Chaste virgin.
Chaste virgin. Man, all the stuff you did, you back down to being a chaste virgin again? You was out there like a wild dog, and now you're a chaste virgin. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ has the power to do. Then he says, but I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent did what?
Beguiled
Eve through what?
Subtlety.
What subtlety?
Sleepness.
It's really a word that means softness. See, when the devil came to Eve, he wasn't talking loud and abrasive. This is how he came. He said, has God said that you can't eat of that fruit? Do you really believe that God was really, see, that's what he was doing? It's because he came too loud and abrasive, she would recoil. That joker came in talking smooth, man. Smooth. That's how them jokers get you, you know, out in the street. in the mall, and girl, that dress is sure not wearing you. You ain't wearing that dress wearing you, girl. What's your name? Huh? Nita. Nita, Nita, Nita. Lord have mercy. Nita couldn't be sweeter. Nita. Doggone, you married, girl? This your kid? Doggone, I'm looking for a family. That's your kid? Girl, I married you and Nita. I can't tell you girls in. You say your name Nita. What's your last name? Gonzalez. You Spanish, girl? You Spanish? Nita Gonzalez. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on my poor soul. Nita Gonzalez. Ooh, me. Girl, I'm glad I met you out here tonight. Lord have mercy. That's how the devil talk. Girl, I got a lot of whispering in that voice. I got whispering. What you whispering for, fool? Whispering. You live down? You from Atlanta? Where you from originally? Well, you from the north. I like them northern girls. You look good in that dress. That dress sure enough fit. Lord have mercy. What color is that? That sure enough go with your skin tone. Real nice, too. Nita, Nita, Nita. Gonzalez. Lord have mercy. Slick. And you was stupid enough out there to go for that? All you think about, girl, I met this guy. He was fine, too. He should have heard how he was speaking to me. Man, it was real smooth and soft. It sounded good how he was whispering into me in my ear. He was whispering sweet nothing. What's a sweet nothing? Nothing. What in the world is a sweet nothing in my ear? And on your forehead is branded four letters. D-U-M-B. Dumb. And you went for that boob. Beguiling you like the serpent beguiled Eve, whispered in her ear. See, when you into yourself, any dumb fool can just run game on you all day. Cause you into yourself, and see, you've already sitting in there looking in the mirror like you were all that. And here this fool talking about, girl, you slaying. Girl, you know you slaying out here now. Man, I'm paying on you, girl. Lord have mercy, like you had to wet them pants and let them dry on you. You look so good in them. You got a nice figure. Damn, right outside, get my rifle.
Please.
Just go out to my car and get my rifle out the trunk and bring it to me. See, that's how crazy everything is. We down here in this dumbbell, stupid junk. It's full of ourselves going for all the devil's junk because I'm into myself. Somebody prophesying what I want to hear about me and it sounds good. That's the Lord right there. He prophesied smooth things. Told you what you wanted to hear. I told you we live in a hard up world now. Yeah. Women hard up. So when a drag that comes through is appropriate. What does he say? Corrupted your minds. And that's the subtlety of the devil. And your minds can be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. This thing ain't that hard. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, there's another Jesus. I used to tell a guy, I told a guy one time, I said, listen, man, you know it's two Jesus in the Bible, right? Man, I know you're in a cult, man. Ain't number one Jesus. That's my Lord and Savior. I said, the Bible don't say that. The Bible says it's two. Show it to me in the Bible. If you see the word another, it's got to be another one. Preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, there's another Holy Spirit, accompanied with talking in tongues. Then you hear one in the Bible say, Ho Shambaha. Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And I'm here to tell you, Ho Shambaha. Yeah. That's another spirit. Like she was just, the Holy Ghost just came on her and she had to. You gonna interpret that whole shambaya? What does that mean? It didn't benefit nobody here. See, man, we in so much stupid junk that we're moving away from the simplicity in Christ and you become a moonhead out here in this. Another spirit or another gospel which we have not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostle. You know, Paul is an apostle too. But though I be rude in speech, man, he's rude in speech. I thought he was supposed to show more love and be more tactful and loving and kind. I'm rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that you might be exalted because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I didn't charge you, is what he's saying. I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man for that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all this, in all things, I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knows. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, that they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles. In the Greek, pseudo-apostolos. False apostles, make-believe apostles. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles. And you know the word apostle means messenger. Apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So you see now, there's a parallel kingdom down here that looks authentic. And the only ones that can see it are those that have the nature change. How do you get a nature change? You get a nature change by letting one life die and allowing the other one to be resurrected. That's why you got to be born again. You got to change natures by taking off those graveyard clothes and putting on Christ. Without that transition taking place, you can't even see the kingdom of God. He said you can't see the kingdom of God, neither can you enter in until you've been born again. What you're doing out there most of the time is you're talking to people who have not been born again. They're just religious people trying to make them see spiritual truths that they're not privy to. They can't see it. So at some point, you can't keep wasting your time. You got to account for the people that really can see it and move forward with them. Now, you got to be able to get so far out in God and have your mind so transformed that you can identify this. Whenever a spirit comes around you trying to put drag on you to pull you back to the flesh, you can pick it up just like that. You got to have that built into you. I come to her, I say, did you see that ugly blouse that Shonda had on the church, that yellow blouse? That was ugly, wasn't it? Yeah, girl, that was ugly. I don't know why she put that on. You right over there with him like a fool. You stupid. You let the devil sit in that old stinking Jezebel spirit to put you right in the flesh, and now you're condemning a child of God with that stinking Jezebel spirit. The problem wasn't the Jezebel spirit. The problem is you, and you still got one yourself. So you're in covenant with them. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? That's what causes all the acrimony and all the confusion in church. When folks get all these foreign crazy spirits and they just think it's normal because they're still a third grader back in the hood talking about folks and playing the dozens. With your limited, arrested, retarded mind, unable to grow up. It's bad to stay retarded. It's not bad to be retarded. It's bad to stay retarded. It's not bad to be ignorant. It's bad to stay ignorant when God is bringing you up and out. The Bible says, pressing toward a higher calling in Christ. What's really happening? What's giving this thing power? What is it looking for? It's looking for the worship that's due God. What does Juanita Bynum want? She wants to worship the due God. She's stepping in front of God and saying, worship me. How I know that? Because you won't submit to the word of God and get out the way and let God be magnified. You found yourself a comfort zone full of weak, effeminate guys and dominating lesbian spirits and dyke spirits. And you found that arena you can work to keep people subdued because you want the worship of the sodomites, not to let Jesus be seen to set these folk free. When you got the right spirit, you're not a limiter. You see how people look. You can go as far as this. You can bypass me and anybody else. The sky is the limit in God. If I don't go home and do what's necessary to advance in God, and you do, guess what? You're going to outgrow me and move on. And I ain't mad at you. Because the Bible says you can come and freely drink of the waters that have been freely been given. You can go as far as this you want to. Stop getting up on the people in an inordinate freak way and subduing yourself under them and not reaching your heights in God. Man, take this thing to the limit, man. You keep trying to accommodate crazy folk and all this old drag and junk they talk about because you don't want to hurt their feelings. You can't see they crazy. What they're saying right now is crazy. And you actually trying to understand what they just said. I can tell you what they just said. They're crazy. That's what they just said. So the thing wants the worship that is due God. How's it getting it? All they're doing is to keep the men subdued. The devil keeping them bodies on the front burner with those fine women. And boy, as long as that man got that lust in him, the devil got no problem. There is nothing from without a man that can defile a man. It's the lust in the man that's keeping him weak. Because he knows. Now look, if you out there a player trying to run the women, you don't want to offend her because you want to get in her pants. So my lust makes me put up with a lot of stuff she's doing. You see what I'm saying? Because after all this cussing and everything she's doing and taking all my money and stuff, as long as tonight the hotel is open and the doors to the world is open, her world is open, I can put up with anything she's doing. She's crazy. She's psychotic. She's wielding a knife and everything. But as long as tonight I can get into them pants, I can put up with all that psychotic behavior because all I want is the goodies. That's what lust would do for you. It make you compromise everything. And you a woman out there knowing that lust rules and I can just get away with murder as long as I got this body they want. They're at the gym for this reason. They go to the gym for this reason. Man, I got everything right. Now it's summertime too. Putting them little old 3-inch shorts on. Stilettos and a halter top and walking around. What going on? How y'all doing up in here? But you getting paid. Only thing staying open more than your legs is Walmart and the Waffle House. That's all that stay open more than your legs. Because you getting paid. Maybe CVS, maybe. CVS. I think they got some 24-hour. They got some 24-hour CVS in there. Walgreens too, I think. But see, and you out there like a fool. And that's your calling card, some sex that you can find anywhere. But as long as the men are governed by that lust, they're disempowered right there. Because they're going to compromise because they don't want to let that sex go. Your wife telling you, I guess you're sleeping on the sofa tonight. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen for real. Me and the sofa and all the furniture in here getting ready to go. And you're going to be sleeping on a hardwood floor tonight because you don't have no furniture up in here. You don't threaten me with nothing like that. You better straighten yourself out because you done lost your mind. I'm going to sleep in the bed I bought. So you got to be a joker that's so hardcore and so cold-blooded that threats don't bother you. Well, you won't be having no sex for the next 6 months. I wasn't born having no sex. Like that's like a car. Just got no radio, but that's all that's missing. That's an option, man. I ain't got to listen to no music to drive no car. That's when you've been delivered from lust. And you know what takes most women it's like a lapse in time for them to process this. Like, you don't want me? What you saying? I'm not desirable? What I'm saying is go in and cook me some steak and some potato and some greens and some cornbread. I ain't got time to talk about that with you. I'm trying to understand. Don't try to understand. Don't even try to understand. Just keep living. But see, cause this mess been so contaminated by this lust thing that it's normal to a woman for a guy to lust after. So when he don't have lust driving him, he's like, I don't even understand where he's coming from. What don't this? Because you don't understand the difference between lust and love. So you got to get with God to refabricate your mind. Because when that man really delivered from lust, the environment going to change. Because he ain't all into you no more. He's into Christ. And he deals with you out of a loving heart. Oh, young boy out there want to jump up on top of you every 2 days. Like a wild dog, a mad dog. He don't love you. He loves himself. He's full of lust. And you're going to get up feeling used. He just used you to dump a load of semen in. But that's what's driving this thing. Old one need to know when I take this robe off now. Y'all just don't know. Before this conference, I've been to the gym for 6 months. I put the robe on as a teaser. Because y'all wondering, I wonder how she look. See, every guy out there that's full of lust, he wondering, man, I wonder how she look up under that robe. She showing up preaching. Her face don't look too bad neither. Look how her toenail painted. Man, you can see her toenail. You see the ankle. On the other side, when her leg look. That's how, see, the devil divine in your imagination. That's what women learn that really seduce people. Don't show them a whole package, man. Keep them guessing. So you and them, you know, come out with a robe on and stuff, you know. You can't see nothing, you know. And he wonder, I wonder how she look under that robe. I wonder how Juanita Bynum look under that robe. Man, I bet she look good. I'm gonna stay. They said they're gonna have a luncheon afterwards. She's gonna have on her dress over that luncheon. How much them ticket for that luncheon? You gonna put out $150 to go to the luncheon just to see Juanita Bynum outside that road. How you think Hugh Hefner became a millionaire? How you think porno movies make them? How you think the strip joint is a strip joint? She don't come out there totally naked. She come out there with her clothes on. And the guy there waiting. Man, I can't wait till she strip down. Man, I can't wait. I bet she look good when she get butt naked. Man. That's how women walk around thinking, giving the guy the allure. That was a yoga pants, not that stuff about like, you can imagine them naked. That's why they put on everything, skin tight, everything. Just so you can get the outline of them, but you can't see the full nudity. But man, I bet if you saw her naked, then they put tats all over themselves and all these zebras and eagles and stuff all over. You see in the tip of the eagle at the bottom of the skirt, you know, and they see the eagle's wing outside the bottom of the skirt. He said, man, I bet she naked. She got an eagle on her thigh. And I see that thing coming out the top of her chest on her breast. It's a red, some red right there. I bet that's a rose or something. I got to see her butt naked. I got to see her butt naked. Look, Dan, I got to see her butt naked. Dan, I must see her butt naked. Joker been a lost in mind, start killing folk to see her butt. Lust driving people. It's in your mind. The devil divining on the mind. Folks said, well, he price is crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm telling you what's going on. That's why they dress like they dress. They're soliciting. They're seducing. They're divining and using the body as a divining rod. Just like you did at the club when you went out there. You had the same mindset. You got dressed with purpose in mind. You talking about a purpose-driven life? You went in the club with a purpose. I mean, put a dress on this tight, man. You wear a size 10, you got a size 6 dress. Like, walking over in there. Crazy. You crazy. Now, you insane. You been insane. You been insane. You been insane for the last 3 years. Okay, you walking in the club insane. Then you try to do like a model looking left right now. Walking slow, looking around. You insane. Just to face the music, you're insane. You've lost your mind. But your mind was like that in the world because the devil had put that in you. He had used you as a vessel of destruction to keep these men bound. And what happened to you, you got your heart ripped out of your chest because you dealt with effeminate men who don't even like women. They like themselves, and their lust was available for them to engage in sex for themselves. They don't even like women. Don't you know effeminate men don't even like women? They just use women like you use a toilet. And you out there in that, they're still out there to the very day. Still thinking they running game on guys, and they hide and they slaying men and everybody into them. And all they deal with is little sissy dudes full of lust that can only use them for a minute then discard them. That's the insanity of it. Why in the world would you stay in the same merry-go-round going round and round when God is saying, come off, come out of the world. Come over here and let me make you into somebody and lift you up to a higher place in your mind. And I still go to church and find some old lust-filled drag that accommodates those seductress that I am. And I sit up somewhere thinking, this is my man. And you're the same old dumb, stupid idiot you've been your whole life in church. That makes me and God want to vomit. So that's what's doing it. It's a Jesus pimping life. It's that Jezebelian empire intact. If you want to be a woman to be free, I'll tell you one parameter for a woman to be free that's undeniable. This last scripture, and we'll end it right here, 1 Peter chapter 3. You want to be a free woman, I'm going to show you how to be free. And you can get free and stay free. 1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by your conversation, the conversation of the wives. That's the lifestyle of the wives. While they behold your chaste lifestyle, your chaste conversation, coupled with what?
Fear.
Which is really
reverence
or respect. An unsaved man is looking at how you respect him and how you conduct yourself, and that's going to be a witness to him about what a woman really is like. Then he says, who's adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a what? Which is in the sight of God of
great price.
For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God. This is for the women that trust in God. Adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. It'll hinder prayers if you don't do due diligence and give benevolence and honor to your wife. It'll hinder your prayers going up because you're not treating your wife right. Now, you want to be a woman to come up under a Jezebel spirit? The operative word is have a meek and quiet spirit. You know what the problem is with most women? They're too cotton-picking loud. You got a big mouth. You sound like a fool when you talk because you talk too loud. Women don't even minister the word loud because God told them to have a meek and quiet spirit. Why are you talking loud when God told you to have a meek and quiet spirit? Because you're a rebel. That's why you're doing it. You know why you're doing it? You're trying to be a man. Hillary talks. When she talks, she screams all the time. And we're going to take this country back to a higher level and defeat Donald Trump. Man, please stop all that. Come on, I want to hear that. The Bible just told you to have a meek and quiet spirit. When the devil you so loud for? Why ain't your spirit meek? Why ain't it quiet? Because you got a big Jezebelian mouth. That's why. And the devil got you believing you are anointed with your big mouth. You're not anointed. You about to have crazy. Go back to what the Bible says. This ain't my opinion. I just read it. But see, when you got contention in you and you trying to contend with a man, see, that's the real problem. You trying to do what a man does. You think you can walk in as a commando giving orders to the troops. Go sit your narrow behind down somewhere, like you used to tell kids. Go sit your narrow behind down somewhere and shut up. See, I don't like how you said that. Guess what? I do not care. I don't care. I don't care. Why don't you care? Because you need to get in alignment with God's military organized strategy to defeat the devil. Everybody got to stand in their ordained God-given point of contact, their slot. You can't try to be what you're not and operate in God's economy. He didn't make you that. Accept what he made you and like it. When you begin to like what he made you, you can walk in it. But see, you don't know how many programs of contention been put in your mind. Your daddy, boyfriends, your ex-husband, your boss on your job. Every layer of contention was built into you because you got more angry with how somebody did you. And now you got to let them know. You're mad about being a woman. You can sit in a woman's body and be mad about being a woman. I'm mad he made me like this. Because that joker boy, if I was strong enough and big enough, I'd punch him in his mouth. Doggone, I'm just 5'3", 110 pounds. That joker 6'4", 250 pounds. But you know, some of them women jump that joker.
Sure.
Get beat down. Now they get beat down to the ground. But they'll fight. You can be so crazy. You can stand up with a 5'3" woman and a big old joker face talking about, I wish you would hit me. I wish you would hit me. I wish you would lay your hand on me. And if you look like, for real? If he lay his hand on you, what you gonna do? But see, that demon come on you so heavy and so crazy that you lose all consciousness of you getting killed, see? It's a whole lot of women been killed doing that. He was holding back because he don't want to hit a woman. And then finally, she just keep on talking and cussing at him and stuff. And when he hit her, he knocked her in the next year. All 32 teeth busted out, you know, just no broken in 7 places, all mangled on her face. Hickeys all on her head, you know, about 5 to 10 hickeys just sprouted out all over her head, you know. All kind of broken bones, you know, one blow now, broken bone, chest caved in, or leg broken, and kneecaps buckled. And because that joker got everything she done said over the last 5 years came to a head. And just one blow, just. His eyes were closed and everything. He just hit with everything in there. Ah! And he came back to himself. He said, officer, when I came to myself, she was laying in a pool of blood. Half her brain was out on the table and her eye was in the oven. I don't know what happened, sir. I don't know what happened. Lord have mercy, I've killed. You know, see, because you out there like a fool trying to be a man and you're not a man. All these folk trying to be a man in men's locker rooms trying to interview the NFL player. Man. Trying to have the WNBA. Them just a bunch of dudes. The main audience is a bunch of lesbians to see all them women. Trying to be a dude, they walk like men. Trying to look like a man. It's probably smell like a man. Everybody trying to be a man. You're not a man. I got revelation for all women. Here's a big revelation. You're not a man. They're driving bulldozers, driving tractor trailers, driving garbage trucks, smoking cigars. You got women walking smoking cigars in the club with a cigar. Letting y'all know. I mean, what is wrong with everybody? When you forsake God's ordained order, and you put on that white robe and jump around like Juanita Bynum trying to take over God's church, you're playing a dangerous game. Call it Price's opinion if you want to. Call it just another guy, and you don't tell me anything, boy. I'm a woman of God, and I don't listen to you, boy, telling me anything. Call me a boy. Call me Kunta Kinte, that I become Toby. I'm Toby. But you better take the forewarnings of God. Because I'm only a little small, little fire truck saying, beware. But when he bring that real engine down the line and it hits you, total annihilation. He said, I extended my hand to you and you would not. Therefore, your houses are left unto you desolate. God can be a desolator. I mean, the grace of God is to send people to tell you before he does what he does. Did you know that a person standing like me is an extension of God's grace?
Yes.
Telling you to change before he does what he does? You don't think Bynum has had warnings? Winnie the Bynum was laying out here in a parking lot, had beat to death by Bishop Weeks, the little sissy bishop she married. Almost beat her to death in the parking lot right outside right here. Because she went and married that little catamite guy. And now she's flying solo because ain't no man gonna control me and touch me again. Don't you know how much poison that poured into her soul about a dude? You come out of lesbianism like that. You got to go through a radical transformation. Don't jump up trying to preach coming out of lesbianism like she did. You got to be delivered. You got to be cleansed. Don't go and try to accommodate lesbianism in the church, trying to take the God's church over with that big Butch Dyke spirit still in tow and marry a little tenderoni dude as a beard to make yourself look feminine, and he end up beating your head to death. You know why? Because you're a woman intruding upon his womanhood. Ain't room in here. This house ain't big enough for two women. That's why they beat your butt. They envious because you got the female parts I want. And then you trying to flex like a man on, they just beat your butt for you, beat you down. The bishop. Out there beating somebody in the parking lot. Aren't you the bishop?
She was in white men.
Look, what I'm addressing right here today, it might not be real to you right now, but when this thing began to flare, and I'm telling you, this election is telling you that it can't be far off, because you got no choices in this one. Donald Trump, it got him, man. He done married this woman, his wife. You can see the pictures right now. Well, she been modeling butt naked. That's the first lady. You preach against whoredoms and stuff like that, and that's the first lady. You think this billionaire really is concerned about you? For real? This might all be just a setup. Play actors with Hillary promised the presidency 8 years ago. Everybody just playing the role. Bernie Sanders just talking and hanging around, but you see how he can't get any traction because they already gave it to Hillary. Hillary got 500 designated delegates already to the convention. That's the hump he can't clear. She's got assigned delegates. No matter what you vote, they already given to her. Don't you know this thing is the fixing in? So the church better come out from amongst them for real, extract yourself, especially out of religion and churchianity. Get your mind. You got to spend time by yourself to get your mind right. So when God engages the church, you're not going to be thrown around and be shook up and scared. The worst thing you can be in the middle of this right here is afraid. If you feel that fear coming on you, where you find fear, you got flesh. You can govern yourself accordingly. If you feel fear, you're in the flesh. You know why? Because in the spirit, you don't care if you die. I don't care about that. It don't matter. This is not my home. I don't care. I've given you one facet today of the Jesus pimps. That feminine takeover, this governing body of Christ. All these folks in this auditorium thinking that's God. That is not God. That's the working of witchcraft, divining a soulless spell on God. God's folks. Some of them people finally, probably sincerely seeking for God. But all they know is that Church of God in Christ upbringing. And God is saying to you right now, come out from amongst them and touch not the unclean thing. He says, look, come out of her, my people, that you be not a partaker of her plagues. It's time to get for real and make a concerted effort to come out from amongst them. If not, you'll find yourself victimized by the Jesus pimps. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. Take this word and quicken it to the heart. Raise up the church, God, full of the Holy Ghost in these last days. Sign off on our sanctification and our dedication, God. Lead us into glorification where Jesus Christ is magnified. God, this thing is a slick endeavor. Not one in a million people can see it, but God, you are able to illuminate and show us where the tricks of the devil are. One thing the devil can't touch, that's a sanctified vessel full of the Holy Ghost and honoring Jesus Christ through his word. I exalt your word higher than my name. I exalt your word higher than anything. Your word is all that matters. How I feel doesn't matter. What you said in the pages of this Bible is truth. We walk in truth. Thy word is truth. God, don't let us get off of the simplicity of the word of God. Don't try to think. Don't try to analyze. Don't try to fabricate anything outside of the word of God. The word of God, which must be studied, analyzed, and meditated upon to become part of us, to keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. God, do it. Raise up people who have submitted to the written and spoken word of Almighty God. And we'll give her the praise and honor and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. Before we wrap it up, anybody here not saved? Anybody here not saved and you know you're not saved? This is a killing field. It's headed towards something. Aircraft went down the other day over the Mediterranean. 66 people dead. I mean, it's the way it is down here. Tomorrow's never promised. If you're not saved, every day you live, there's a chance that you might leave here. I would make my calling and election sure by way of the internet if you're not saved. You know you're not saved. Stop pretending you're saved, man. Stop trying to look like anything. You got to get to the Lord and let him transform you. If what I'm saying today, if you belong to Church of God in Christ or any other religious environment, and you heard what I said today, it's like, what? Where have you been? You've been saved, you say, all this time, and you don't know this. Why don't you know it? What have you been believing in for real? What did you think you really knew that you didn't know? You better come to Jesus for real. You better come Jesus direct now and get saved for real. You need to be born again. Stop hanging around folk that are dragging you back to your old life, your old character traits, your old personality traits, laughing about the past. And he says, forgetting those things behind. And somebody trying to make you remember what happened to you back when you were 16 years old. And how, that's the devil doing that to you. Stop being drugged back into your past in order to inherit your future. In Jesus' name. You're not saved here and by way of the internet. We'll pray for you right now. Father in heaven, pray these words after me. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm lost. I'm not saved. I need to be born again. Right now in Jesus' name, I'm asking you to, God, get a hold of my spirit and bring it back alive again. I want to be born again. I repent and I forsake all my sins. I'm sorry for sinning against you. Against you and you only have I sinned. And God, I'm walking away from that life, asking you to receive me as your son or daughter in Christ. Right now, God, I believe Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, was crucified and resurrected here on earth for my sins personally, that I might be born again. I receive the blood of the Lamb on my life to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And right now, God, I commit myself to you to live this Christian life, giving you my body to live your life through me, to perfect me and bring me up in righteousness. Right now, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and I'm asking you to fill me with the Holy Ghost to empower me to do the works of God. And I thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, last thing. Remember, the conference will be the next thing in sight coming this Friday, starting in the evening at 6 o'clock, registration into the evening service, then Saturday morning service, Saturday afternoon, or Saturday evening, and then Sunday morning. The conferences, you know, are fast-paced because there's four services packed into 3 days. So you got to be able to get some rest before you even come here. After Friday service, you can get rest into the morning. After the morning service Saturday, you can get rest into the evening. And then overnight Saturday into Sunday, you're back out of here Sunday afternoon. So it's moving fast, but you got to get rest interspersed in there because you just can't run full tilt and have to get back home to do some things. What you need to do before you leave home this week, wash whatever you're going to wear Monday morning. But Monday morning is really a holiday, so it's a break day, which gives us a break. But do as much as you can before you come so that when you get back, you won't be overburdened with a lot of stuff to do. See, it's good to clear the slate as much as possible so you won't be having to do all this stuff. But in here Friday morning into Friday evening, we'll be having a good time, y'all. It ain't about being burned down and melancholy and beat down. It's about walking in reality so that we're not down here pretending that something is lovely when it's really grotesque and about to kill everything in sight. Fashion your mind so that you accept reality and walk in it. So remember the conference. Now, if you haven't registered, you still got time between now and Friday to register. And the hotel, I believe, will accommodate you. Just if they got rooms left, they'll get you a room if you call this week. I think we got about 100, and I checked this morning, I think it's 185, 186 people registered. So it's pressing up toward 190, 200 people. So get in right now while there's still room available for the conference this weekend. Also remember the prayer line every night tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock p.m., 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. Remember Dunamis Tabernacle as we press toward $800,000. Right now we're sitting on $41,000, endeavoring to raise $800,000 for a debt-free environment to do a job. It's not about some stupid complex or a building. It's a base camp for those that will do the job to operate from. And then once they begin to evangelize, you can circle the people that you save back into the base camp to be equipped so they can go forward next to do the job. It's a cycling through of born again people, equipping them to do the job. By the caring about no stupid base camp to the degree that it's like another church to sit up in theater style seating and listening to preaching all day and stupid amens and tell your neighbor, you know, man, enough of that crazy mess, man. It's 7.4 billion people damned to hell. And we fooling around in these stupid churches and just acting like idiots. You need to personally take on the responsibility of getting saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, to be a hand through which God can reach somebody. That's what it's all about. Everything else doesn't matter at all. It's insignificant. Problems that you imagine don't even exist when the person next to you is going to hell. It's that important. You got to be that way. So remember now, everything's coming at us rapid pace this week, so be ready to go. Anybody that's available on Friday, because Friday is a day that a lot of stuff has to get done. Stuff got to be moved and furniture moved and stuff put in place and little knick-knack stuff got to be done, you know, at the last minute. And you never know what that is. But we'll discuss a little bit when we break up today. We'll ask Omar and Damien and Tim what they see as far as what we need to get done. And if anybody can help them, we're looking for volunteers to lend a helping hand. Father, right now we thank you for this time, God. We ask you to bless us as we go. Keep everybody in the right place in their minds, God. Prepare the way for this conference. We don't worship a conference and we don't magnify it and make it something that it's not. But God, the saints are getting together to focus our minds on what's important as we see the end time scenarios coming upon us. Give us a mind, God, that we are serious and we're dedicated to whatever you have in store for us. And we're not going to faint when the battle is raging, fever hot, that we can stand in the midst of this inferno and not give up and not give out, no matter what the devil forecasts against us. We'll praise you for it, God. We'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll see you back here next week. Sunday conference time will be 9 in the morning, I think. And all the times for the conferences are posted on our website, www.omegaministries.org. And we'll try to broadcast everything through live stream as well as make MP3 tapes. See you here Friday evening. Everybody coming in town, have a blessed week.